Hey, on today's Living in Las Vegas, you know, it's no secret that when you come to our town, you can spend a lot of money, right? You've got travel expenses and hotel, restaurants, shows, food, drinks. Plus, what happens when you lose all your money playing 6-5 blackjack and you still have 2 days left on your vacation? Well, we're going to solve that problem on today's show because we're going to be talking about Vegas on the cheap, how to spend time in Las Vegas without spending a lot of money. Plus, we've got real quick stories, live chat questions, listener email, and of course, whoop, have a drink on me. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast where nice. You are not going to be singing the blues when you come to town, baby. Now, that's right. I love you. Oh, yeah.
Now, how are you zooming in it right there? Yeah, you have a third hand?
That has got some.
You're using your toes?
That has got some. Well, I've got a third hand. I don't like to talk about it.
Living in Las Vegas starts now.
Yes, it does. Go, 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 Gadget. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada. That groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home. The Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host.
Yes?
A man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was.
Sing it, Brother Scotty.
Mr. Scott Whitney. Welcome, everybody, to the Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas Video Network. Thank you very much. You are a lovely audience. Hey, by the way, let me be the first to congratulate you, the listener, the viewer, because you are watching the longest running podcast about Las Vegas that actually originates from
Las Vegas.
And by the way, the hosts have been here living here for 30,000
years.
That's right, which means we're not only going to cover what it's like to live here, which we will, we're going to tell you about all of our adventures. We have adventures on the Strip. We have adventures in Fremont. We have adventures downtown, in prison. And we don't like to talk about those adventures, but that's the after-show adventures that we're going to be talking about. Plus, guess what? If you're a visitor, if you're a tourist, if you're a fan of Las Vegas, I'm going to give you your own secret little handshake to all things groovy and happening here in Las Vegas. Hey, we're live every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific at where? VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. Be a part of the live chat. They are the most attractive people in the online world. There is no question about this. I can see into their souls. They're givers. They're lovers. They're sweet, sweet people, and they want you to join them. And by the way, who am I? Well, that's a good question. I'm your host, Scott Whitney. Buenas noches. Donde los baños, por favor. I am the owner of the Vegas Video Network.
Down the hall.
Yes, I know. I own the Vegas Video Network. I run Podworks, which is an online broadcasting thing. I've been a professional podcaster since 2006, and I'm joined by my co-host. Oh, he makes me giddy inside, even when he doesn't show up and want to talk to me. I still love him. I still care about him. He's RQS. He's Drinky Pants. He's the managing partner at KSHP Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Brett Grant, everybody.
The bald version, almost Mr. Clean version.
That's right, baby.
Yes, indeed. Good to be here, Scotty. How are you? Good to be anywhere, as always.
That's good. What's our over-under today?
Looking at the agenda here, I'm going to go 6 hours and 12 minutes. I think we've got some stuff to talk about.
No.
Okay. We've been doing what? How about we go with the old MTV show, my favorite show ever on MTV?
Yes.
Well, it was 120 minutes, but we'll make it. That's a little too long.
That's too long. So
we'll knock it down to 90. We'll knock it down to 90.
90. Wow. Okay. 90 is the over-under. It seems a little long. We'll see. But first, before we start the big show, we have to say hi to some new people in the live chat. We've got Morgan Dollar, who was born in a women's correction facility in North Carolina. We're very proud that he was able to leave the confines of that correction facility and join us. He discovered us on the YouTube, which I think will take off.
They might have a future.
I think so. We also have Kazoo. He's been in here a few times before, but we didn't mention him. He's from Kalamazoo. And he also discovered us on that little video place known as YouTube.
Tiny little place. Is that called seat dancing? What are you doing there?
Is this seat dancing?
I'm not sure it's dancing at all.
What this is white guy jumping up and down.
Yeah.
That's what this is. Okay.
This is white guy can't dance.
As we, man, I'm really a very good dancer.
You probably are.
I am. I'm really actually.
You are. Well, you're a talented guy.
I have rhythm.
I sincerely mean that. Yeah.
Well, thank you. I have rhythm. I have music. I have.
There's a song
laughter,
there somewhere.
Who could ask for anything more?
I've got music.
Who could ask for anything more?
Yes.
As I said in the beginning, we're going to talk a little bit about Vegas on the cheap. Now, listen, everybody knows about the free stuff that everybody knows about. So the Bellagio fountains, well, you've got to go see that. The Bellagio Observatory, well, you've got to go see that. The Las Vegas sign, which surprisingly, not a lot of people actually go to that. It's at the south of the Strip. It's a little south of Mandalay Bay. It's free. There's parking. Go see that. The Mirage Volcano used to happen every hour. No, it happens three times. It happens at 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock at 10 o'clock on Fridays and Saturdays. And the rest of the week, they're like, fuck you. We're not going to fire this thing up. No, it's they do it at 8 and 9 o'clock. Valet parking is free. All that we've talked about before. No, a little different. We're going to go a little deeper. Now, we all know that you can spend a boatload of money here. But we also know, and I think we were going to talk about this, but we never did. Vegas was ranked as the most affordable vacation spot in the country. So if you lose a lot of money here, it's really your fault.
Yeah.
And that's what we're just going to say. The show's over. Actually, I think we're going to make the under. Just don't gamble. It's really the most inexpensive place you can go to anywhere in the country, quite frankly. But no, okay, you're not going to do that. All right. So let's first talk about how to overall lower your costs, and then we're going to do some traveling and stuff. So first, the easiest way to lower your cost here. First thing is first, you must sign up to the reward card, guys, for all these different casinos. Now, what do you give up? Privacy. So what?
Yeah. The NSA already has everything in anyway.
If you're Melissa, you're like, I don't care.
Right.
You should care, but don't.
Do you use your alias?
No.
Okay.
What's my alias?
Well, everybody should have an alias.
I don't have. Really?
You should. Just
do you have an alias?
Well, it's a funny thing. I was talking about that with my brothers.
Oh, my
weekend.
God.
We were talking about what's your alias.
You're a spy.
And they both had aliases. And I go, well, when do you use these aliases? When somebody kind of corners you in a spot and they're asking, what's your name? Who are you? Or whatever. You just kind of throw out your alias.
I'm a little freaked out.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting.
Do you have one?
No. Buck Naked. Yeah, no.
I'm Zeke Taylor.
Zeke Taylor.
Yeah, yeah.
We already did this, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Got it. All right. So first of all, you really do have to do the rewards stuff. And here's the thing that's cool. It used to be, you'd think, the only way for these things to pay off is if you gamble a lot. And it used to be that way.
Sure.
But what's happened is it's kind of flipped upside down now.
You know, it's changed.
A lot of casinos here aren't making the majority of their money in gambling. As a matter of fact, some of them aren't even close to making the money in gambling. Now, everybody wants to do that, but things have changed. And so casinos have recognized, wait a minute, we can't just comp because they're, gambling a lot because there's not a lot of that happening. But we're still making a lot of money in other things, food and beverage, entertainment, whatever else. So now what's happening is they're comping people for just coming, for just showing up, for just being at the hotel. I mean, I get an email once a week from the Venetian for 25% off. I was there once. I never gambled anything. And I'm constantly getting emails from these guys. So
yeah, that's a good point.
You need to get in the rewards club thing. It's foolish not to do that. If you're a local from the show perspective, you got to sign up to one of the free show places. Now, we use houseseats.com. There's also a show ticket for locals. There's also a seat filler or something like that. You just got to go to that because the truth of the matter is, half these, I mean, these shows are not A-level shows. These are not your Cirque shows. This is not Celine Dion.
Correct.
But they're fun. There's some really fun shows. Comedy, a boatload of comedy shows. Mm-hmm. And it's a long fun. It's hours of fun. It's not, 30 seconds of fun. So you got to do that. If you're a tourist, first of all, you can do house seats if you come here often enough. If not, Tix for Tonight is one of the places. Mm-hmm. Half Price Tickets is another. Any show you go to on the Strip, you should first go to one. And they're all over the Strip, by the way. And a little kiosk all over the place. Any one of these shows that you want to go to, I don't care what it is, go to this place first. Because more times than not, they have this show. So
another thing that you didn't have on here overall is something to think about, because you can get tickets to a great show for free. Mm-hmm. You want to see Jersey Boys, for example? My friends just did this. They sat through a timeshare for 90 minutes, got a pair of tickets to see Jersey Boys.
Yep, and we talked about
that. So 90 minutes for basically $320 worth of show tickets.
That's right.
So, I mean, that's a great way to you do it in the morning. It's at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, whatever. Yep. You're done an hour and a half later and say, okay, I'm done. Got my show tickets.
And that's exactly how here's what they play upon. It's almost never 90 minutes. It's always longer than that. And the reason is because people are polite. But fuck that. Right. So at 90 minutes, you go, you know, I actually told this story on the show a couple months ago or a week or so ago, whatever it was. I said, hey, or my friend said, okay, Dave, what does your clock say? It says 10:50 or 10:30. Laura, get the kids. We're going. Give me my tickets. We're out. We did 90 minutes. So absolutely. It's a great way to save on shows. Okay. Let's talk about getting here. You know, a lot of times just paying for stuff costs a lot of money, just to get the tickets. So I did this. I did a Google search for cheap flights to Vegas, and I found something that was really impressive. So there's a lot of those, you know, aggregate sites, so Travelocity and Expedia.
Right.
But Kayak, which is a much more technical kind of site than the other ones, has a page dedicated to only cheap flights in Vegas.
Really?
So do a Google search for cheap flights in Vegas. You'll see a bunch of responses. One of them will be Kayak. Click that response. I'll give you an example. $30 round trip from...
Round trip?
Yeah, round trip nonstop from Washington Dulles to Las Vegas. From Washington to here, $30.
What are you flying on?
Well, it's Frontier. Okay. So...
yeah.
But... Okay.
Good luck making it, but yeah.
Let's see. Is this Cleveland? Yeah, Cleveland, $30. Who is this? And these are nonstop. Cincinnati, $30.
And these are round trip?
Round trip.
Positive.
Yeah. Round trip.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. Let's see.
How far in advance?
Don't know. 7 days in advance.
Wow.
Is that right? I can't tell what that means.
That's pretty amazing.
Orlando, $42. Atlanta, $42. These are unbelievable prices. And a couple of people are saying Southwest. I usually do Southwest first because we fly them almost exclusively.
Yeah, I just flew them this weekend.
And they usually have, and they're actually, I like that airline a lot. But sometimes they are not the cheapest. And sometimes they're a little bit pricey, especially depending on how soon. But I'm telling you.
But they do have typically a lot of flights to places you want to go. So if you're flying back to the Midwest, for example, like I know you've done to go see your effing family.
Yep.
And I go back this past weekend to St. Louis. Now, as Southwest just had a big sale on flights as low from Vegas, flights as low as $50-$60. So,
So they're out there. I mean, here's another one. $79 from Long Beach. Now, that seems more like in lines of what you would expect to pay.
Right.
But so you can get some pretty good prices. All right. So now you're flying here. Now you're staying here.
Right.
My favorite app is Hotel Tonight. Now, it used to be, which is an iOS app and an Android app. It used to be that for Hotel Tonight, you had to wait till noon the day that you wanted to get a room, which, of course, is insane if you're on vacation.
Right.
Well, they changed it. Now they open up tickets or open up rooms at 9 a.m. And instead of just day of, you can also get tickets for multiple days and in the future,
right?
Which is awesome. And I'll give you an example of today. Today you could get Hard Rock, $39. Planet Hollywood, $55. Paris, $59. MGM Grand, $90. Venetian, $136. Flamingo, $40. Mirage, $79. Those prices are insane. So,
but it's also Tuesday. Now,
sure.
I looked, for example, over the weekend. I was going to try and do something like a little staycation thing, and the prices during the week are significantly less than prices
on
Friday.
Tonight?
Yeah, I mean during the week through Thursday, significantly less than the weekend. So the weekend prices are not as reasonable.
For sure, but they're still they're still cheaper than if you got what are they called rack rates.
Yeah,
Or if you just go on their website. So you're still going to save money. Now, there is a little bit of threat there, obviously, because, you know, you're kind of betting on the come a little bit. But we did this. We actually did this on a trip up the California coast. We didn't plan anything. We just used Hotel Tonight, and it was awesome.
I did the same thing with I used Hotels.com and did the same thing on my trip a couple of years ago when we went on our baseball trip with the boys, and we didn't book any hotel rooms anywhere. I just would roll into whatever town I got tired and said, okay, let's see what's around and what's available on hotels.com and was able to find stuff very inexpensively.
It's kind of fun,
actually.
Yeah. All right, so now let's go downtown. First and foremost.
Downtown.
Well, hold on. Just go ahead.
No. That's the only word I know of the song. Downtown.
Go, baby.
That's it. That's all I got.
You're kind of like the blue-eyed soul man all of a sudden. That's me. Yeah.
I'm the bald bastard that can't sing.
Okay. So now you've flown here cheaply. Congratulations. You've got a cheap room. Congratulations. Let's do stuff.
Yeah.
You've already seen the Bellagio Fountains. You've already done that. Mm-hmm. Come with me.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you on a trip. Let's go to downtown first. Wanna?
Sure.
Downtown.
On purpose?
Sure. Yeah, we're going. Okay. Well, that's interesting that Brett might say that. He's obviously been talking to Melissa. So downtown's a little bit different. It's not your strip. It's a different vibe than the strip.
It's stripped of humanity is what it is in a lot of ways.
That is a slight exaggeration of what's really happening up there. I wish you would not listen to him. And
it's
by
like
the way,
zombie apocalypse.
If the Las Vegas Chamber of Commerce or the LVCVA is listening right now, I don't know who he is.
You know I'm teasing.
I know.
I enjoy downtown.
But so here's the deal. First of all, the Fremont Street experience is literally one of the best ways to view humanity.
Exactly, or lack thereof.
Well, it's part of the deal.
Yeah.
If you believe in the evolution of man, it's there.
Yeah.
You can watch the evolution of man at Fremont Street Experience. So go there because it's free. But here's the other thing. The best pricing for drinks is at Fremont Street. There's nowhere that's close, yes, except maybe Casino Royale on the Strip. Which is a Best Western,
Casino Royale.
By the way.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I did not know that until recently. So you go down to Fremont Street, you're hanging out there, go at night, get a little crazy.
Yeah.
Here's why. It's just more fun, for one thing.
Sure.
It's darker, so you don't see a lot of the knives. That's not right. I'm kidding. There are no knives. It's mostly guns.
Exactly.
Sorry. You got to go there because here's the deal. Besides the best overall drink deals up and down that area, it's got some of the best live music in all of Las Vegas.
Sure.
I mean, and here's the thing. It used to be, I don't know if you guys know this, but when Fremont Street Experience first happened, they didn't have live music every night. It was
Correct.
Like Friday, Saturday night.
Yeah, it was.
Now, every night, three stages, seven nights a week, live music. And not crap music. These guys are good. Mm-hmm. I mean, really good. One of the things I was going to say is you should go see Zoe Bowie at Red Rock. And I'm like, wait a minute. Thursdays, he's down at Fremont Street. Go see him there.
Now, are those guys paid there, or they're getting it? Is Fremont Street paying them to be there, or no?
Yeah, they are.
They are, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So it's competitive to get on the stage. It's I got Joe's band showing
no,
up.
No. That's a good gig.
Yeah, okay.
The Fremont Street Experience gig is a good gig.
Okay.
You know, David Ivey, who used to be on the network with Pub Crawl, he had a band, an 80s band, called the Nancy Ray Guns.
Oh, nice. I like that.
Isn't that a good name?
Yeah. Ray Guns.
Yeah.
Nice.
And they formed and got that gig, and it was a big deal. You know, a real big deal. Now, do they pay the same as, like, say, Red Rock for a band? Probably not. But they're paying, you know, a reasonable wage, plus the exposure there is pretty good.
Wait, do you know, from example, an idea? Can you give me an idea?
I do, but I'm not going to. I'll tell you off the air.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to tell me a specific band.
No, I'll just tell you. I mean, I don't know for sure. Okay. I have a general idea of what people make at Red Rock. I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
And I have a general idea of what they're making on Fremont Street.
I'm just curious.
You know, it's thousands of dollars per night.
Okay.
But it's not 10,000. Right. And it's not 1,000. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so that would be between $1 and $9.99.
It'd be right around there.
It's $2 and $9.99.
Yeah. It's really one of my favorite places to go because you can stay out there and watch the live music, but if you want to go and sit in a little pub or a bar somewhere, you can do that whole thing. By the way, you should also, and a lot of tourists don't do this, go to Fremont East. So that's just beyond 4th Street. Yep. So you keep on going. It was really pretty much built. It was said to be built for locals. But I think it's a great place for tourists to not do the same thing everybody else does.
Yeah, I mean, I know you mentioned Container Park as part of it. It's a really cool, unique place that's down there with, you know, and the area is significantly getting better. I mean, I will give the city credit for this, and that's one of the things you kind of really tip your cap at to the former Hizana, Oscar Goodman. He did make downtown revitalization a priority. He really had a vision for it. And it's coming to fruition. So he's done a nice job in that regard.
For sure. And actually a question in the live chat came up about the buskers. So there's some new rules about busking, which is busking again is the quote entertainers, the street performers there. And what they've done is they've created these circles of containment. I think there's 40 or so. And what they do is that the performers have to be in one of these designated circles. They can only be there for an hour or two, and then they have to rotate. And every performer has to register with the city. So now we're going to know if you're a felon before you wear your diapers and you go on out there. So that's, I think that's a good thing as well, because that's the one of the big negatives about Fremont Street. And by the way, it was out of their control.
Thing to me is the question I asked was, what happens if there's only 40 of them and there's 100 people that want to work that day? How do they rotate those people in? That's the question I want to get answered.
Yeah, I could find out. Yeah. I could ask Jeff. But I don't know what that priority, maybe first come, first serve for that day. I don't know, but that's a great question.
If you got somebody who can't get in there, I'm curious how they work that.
Yeah, the question about the paint guy is actually hired by Fremont Street, so he would be excluded from that. Same with the guy who plays saxophone. He's not a busker. He's an entertainer hired by Fremont Street. So the paint guy, we have that painting over there. He is hired by Fremont Street. The saxophone guy, I think there might be one other guy who are hired. So they wouldn't fall within that deal. But it's pretty cool. Go to Fremont East. Some good bars there. Good restaurants. There's a good Mexican restaurant in that area. There's a good Thai restaurant down there as well. Here's the next thing. Cheap. $19.99, go to the Mob Museum. You will love it, especially if you have even an inkling of this whole mob vibe that's going on in Las Vegas. What's great about the $19.99 is that you're going to spend 3-4 hours there. It's probably one of the best bangs for the buck in all of Las Vegas.
Bang, pun intended? Yeah, very good.
Yeah, when I went there, I thought, yeah.
No, it's very,
I'll
nice.
Go. You know, I forgot even, we went with Melissa and another couple, I think. I'm like, yeah, we'll be the good guests, you know, hosts or whatever. As we go in there, and I'm like, this place is awesome. Yeah. How is that? Now, the one thing about the Mob Museum, like any museum, it does, some of the displays get worn out a little bit. Like there's one where you're shooting stuff and the guns didn't work. And that happens with pretty much every museum science and natural museums and kids museums and all that kind of stuff. Stuff gets worn out.
Right.
So that's kind of a drag. But overall, man, if you can't spend 3 hours there, you're insane.
Well, there's a couple other things down there, especially if you have the kids along. And you go over to the Smith Center, the Lee Discovery Children's Museum is absolutely fantastic.
How much is that?
It's like $6 to $12.
There you go.
It's awesome. And the kids are, it is top of the line, state of the art.
I've heard great
Children's Museum. It's right. Outstanding.
Right. Of course, if you're bringing kids here, you're insane.
Well, but if people have family and they come and there's plenty.
I've heard really good things about that place.
If you are bringing the kids, there's obviously the pools and all that kind of stuff, activities where the kids can do all kinds of fun stuff in town with that. By the way, the Cardinals just won, so I'm a happy guy.
Well, let's hear it for the Cardinals. Go team.
Go team, go. Anyway, so now I can put my phone down. I'm still contributing.
Thanks.
The other one right next door, and you talk about live music, the cabaret there, with the performances.
Not $20 though.
No, it just depends on
what's coming. It's cheap. It's not cheap. You'll spend some, so I'm trying to keep you on the cheap.
Okay.
But
is $20 the limit? What's our limit?
Yeah, pretty much 20.
Vegas on $20
a day? I'm shooting about 20. All right. That's about right there. I mean, if I'm going to pay $20, I'm like, yeah, I can do $20.
Okay.
If it's a complete loss, it's $20.
All right, that's fair.
Right. But you go to Cabaret Jazz and you spend $70 to get in and it's a crapshoot, you're like, oh man, I am pissed.
Right.
Now, they do have good food to nibble on, but still I'm pissed. Okay. All right, now let's go play some blackjack. Let's go to El Cortez. $5 blackjack, 3-2 blackjack, which means if you win, you get, one and a half of your winnings back, which is pretty groovy. Good people. It's the nicest blackjack dealers and pit bosses that I've seen anywhere in Las Vegas.
Right.
So especially helpful if you're a new gambler. If you're just kind of getting into it, you're a little freaked out about it, you're a little nervous. And by the way, I've never seen a first-time gambler not be nervous. It's a pretty normal thing to do.
Sure.
They do a really, really good job of taking care of you.
Well, it's the etiquette part that people don't know. What am I supposed to do? Oh, I put my chip there.
Yeah.
Don't put your cards there.
Yeah,
don't show
your
cards to this guy. Put them down over here.
Yep.
There's a lot of tutorial things going on.
There is. Or even beyond just that, which is, the etiquette issue, is do I hit or do I stay?
Right.
Dun, 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 dun.
Do I stay or should I go now?
Ba-dum. Dump, dump, dump. No, thank you, a little Clash, everybody. That was, you know, my guy was like, I don't know what the hell to do. And he's like, you should hold, or you should say, pretend you're the dealer. And if you're the dealer, you do. It was such great coaching that, I mean, I thought it was outstanding.
Meanwhile, they're going, these fucking idiots. Never played blackjack before.
Now, we're still downtown. Yeah. Here's a place that most people don't go to, and it's called the... Gambler's General Store. Here's a picture of just the book area.
New location, but yeah, great idea. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's on Main Street. I actually popped in there a week or so ago. I had a meeting downtown. I had a little time to burn. So I'm like, well, you know what? I'm going to go in here. I haven't been in here in a while. And it is the most fascinating place.
It's a great place.
You know, it's a little dusty. It's a little worn. Mm-hmm. But man, for example, let's say you're into...
I'm not a big book reader. I would read every one of those I can see right now.
Look at those. I mean, so we're showing a picture of a part. This is maybe a quarter
Mob
of the books.
Silent Disc.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So gangster, gas pipe gangster,
Cigar
the
City
good
Mafia.
Rat, white shotgun, gangster city, Mob Pit Quay or Die. These are some of the titles provided at the
Last Testament of Bill Bonanno.
Right. So, I mean, this is maybe 25% of the books. The other, you know, there's still a bunch of those books. And then if you want to learn how to play poker, there are more books about how to play poker, but there's more than that. So you want, you know, all those cards that you can get at the casinos? They have every single card there. You want chips? I mean, real chips. You want to know how many chips you need for four players? It's 300 chips, by the way.
Well, the bookstore, the Gambler's Bookstore, used to be on Maryland and like 12th. And they moved to down by the airport off of Pecos near Sunset. And now they're inside the Great Western Gambling Store.
They're inside that. The Gambler's together. General Store is that. General now, Store. Behind there is the commercial gambling warehouse,
right?
Which, by the way, you can go into as well. Mm-hmm. But what's cool about the Gambler's General Store is they also have, for example, I saw a table game from the Rio, and I saw another one from Riviera. Now, they're a little expensive. I mean, you're not going to buy those probably. Still pretty cool. Yeah.
I go down there every year to get a specific book for a fantasy college basketball thing I'm in.
Yeah.
And it's all about, it's just basically the Bible that you can order online, but you can just go down there and get it for like $20.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's, you know, it's like this thick and it has all the information that I need in it. And just, it's, and they're the only place in town that has it.
It's stunning how many books they have there. But the other thing is this, again, I'm trying to give you guys a few things that, you know, the regular guy doesn't do. That kind of takes you off the beaten path, but it's still super Vegas-y and super hip. And then finally downtown, we kind of mentioned it's Container Park. This is one of the big hits, I think, for what's happened in the downtown project. There's been a lot of miss down there, but this is a hit. Now, they've had some problems with some of the stores down there not being able to make it, but the concept down there is outstanding. By the way, if you want to see a 150-foot praying mantis Spitfire, that's the place to go.
And they also have music there as well, free music concerts.
Free music in the middle, and they've got, you know, all these cool little container things, a bunch of little bars, restaurants, little, you know, knick-knack, paddywhack stores, all that kind of stuff.
Give a dog a bone.
They've got, you know, a little play yard for the kids. They've done a really, really good job down there. So that's downtown. All right, let's go to the Strip. Now, let me just check one more thing real quick in the live chat. Cheapest.
Is Jimmy 2G's new?
No, Jimmy's been around for a while. Cheapest Roulette downtown. Yeah, gambling downtown is where you're going to go. If you gamble on the Strip, I think it's nuts given the deals that you can get on in downtown. All right, let's go on the Strip. First of all, I think one of the greatest things about the Strip is just walking around the Strip. You know, if you think about what's been happening down there, it's insane. It reminds me a little bit about Disney. And here's what I mean by that. If you look at Disneyland and you look at the roller coasters at Disney aren't anything particularly special. If you take the roller coaster hush up. If you take no one likes you, and here's why.
I know.
If you take the roller coaster out of Space Mountain, for example, and you put it out in the middle of the sunshine, it's an okay roller coaster.
That's a good point.
But you put it inside Space Mountain, you can turn it into a dark ride. It's one of the best roller coasters ever. Because of the ambience around that. That's what makes Disneyland magic. That's what makes Las Vegas magic. Is what have they done here? This is a desert. We have no right to be here. It's too hot in the summer. It's too cold in the winter. Yet somehow a bunch of humans put a bunch of crazy buildings together and created magic. You know, there are times where I'll just drive down the Strip, which is insane. Locals hate doing that. because it's, I do, I'm like this.
Right, right.
Look at that. So here's what I say. One of my favorite things to do when I, before I moved here, was just walk down the strip. But here's the deal. It's fun to walk down with a drink. It's great. It's big fun. Here's the problem. You go to any bar on the strip, with very few exceptions, and let's say you want to buy a beer, you're going to be spending about $7 to $10 for a decent beer, which is insane.
Right.
Don't do that. Instead, do this. Go to any sundry shop and get that same beer for $3.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Maybe $4. But get the big giant ones.
Yeah, maybe a bigger one.
Yeah, and get that.
Get the 40.
Get the 40. Get the Colt 45. What's that? Oh, yeah. Get the Colt. Well, what? What are you doing?
It's all you. Oh, there you go.
Sorry. Thank you for
I'm
that.
Still part of the show.
Oh, well, maybe. I couldn't tell what you want anymore.
Now, Exit Stage Right.
Okay.
Now back, so, to, now back
so,
to Brett.
So, I thought you wanted me to do guns. You're well, actually saying, too. Hey, Director Fuck, how about fixing that?
All right, yeah. How about letting me back in the show?
Thanks, man. So, here's what you do. Go to the sundry shop, pick up your beer, and then walk the strip. Stay inside as much as you can if it's in the summertime, if it's in the if it's fall, like we're getting, it's almost getting cool here. Get out there and walk and just take your time. There is no rush to go down there. Like everybody says, it is longer than it looks. There is no rush. You got all day. Hell, you got multiple days. So get yourself a nice beer, spend $3, and walk up and down the strip to your heart's content. Okay, we have to get a good view. Now, Stratosphere has arguably the highest, bestest view in Las Vegas, but it costs $15 to go to the top, unless you decide, I'm going to go get a drink. You go to Lounge 107, and it doesn't cost you anything to get up there, but wait, it's even better. Go during happy hour. So Lounge 107 at the Stratosphere, happy hour, 2-for-1 drinks from 4 to 7. Plus, they have anti-happy hour or whatever it is. I think it's like from 10 to 1 or whatever. So now you're up there, 2-to-1 drinks, half-price appetizers. You got the best view in the whole world. Thank me for that.
That's a great idea.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, this That's is not.
A, I never, honestly, I never heard of that one before. I like that one.
It's a brilliant idea.
It's a fabulous
like
idea.
Like I knew what the fuck I was doing or
yeah,
something.
No, that's
a, holy Christ. This is
brilliant.
This is a great brilliant. Show. Brilliant.
1.21 gigawatts.
That's awesome. So do that. And but here's what you don't want to do. Don't have dinner there.
No.
Top of the world.
And bring your own wine.
Don't go. Don't do it. Your buddy Scott has warned you. And there's also an access bar at the very, very top. But I think you got to pay to get up to that one. Fuck that. You're two stories down. No one's going to know.
Yeah, that's
you
a good
jump,
point.
You're dead anyways.
You're still going to see the people. Or if it tips over.
Right. You're dead.
Hey, Stupak, what happened to the engineering around this fucking place?
So there you go. You do your Lounge 107.
You'd look just like him after he bounced his face on the pavement. Didn't that happen to him? Bounced Stupak? Didn't he have a motorcycle accident or something?
I don't know. He looked pretty rough.
Well, it used to be called Vegas World, of course.
Yeah, right.
Back in the day. It was Bob Stupak.
That's right.
Who put it together.
That's right.
But I forget what happened to him that he hurt. Somebody help me out with some Vegas history.
I don't know. Okay.
Oh, he injured his face really bad.
So now let's do some entertainment. Every piano bar in Las Vegas is free.
Sing us a song.
Sing me a song, you're a piano man.
Yeah, okay.
Sing me a song tonight.
It was motorcycle. The motorcycle. I had it right.
So piano bars, now the drinks aren't free, but the fun is. So Harris, that's the same piano bar that hangs out with Big Elvis. Great spot.
Yep.
You can see people. New York's got a great piano bar. So there's one over in Paris, between Paris and Bally's, I think.
Bellagio. Fabulous bar.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the dueling piano thing. So that's what I'm referring to.
Oh.
Is the high energy. You can spend hours there singing along and having a good time. And if you don't want to spend money on a beer, go to the sundry shop. Buy your beer. Well, they'll let you walk in. They'll let you walk in with anything.
Really?
And then, yeah, sure. You're not going to say, oh, you can't walk in. I just bought it from that. I was just gambling. They're not going to tell you to go back out.
Right.
So do that. You know, or have a glass of water or a Coke or whatever. But piano bars are piano bars are one of my favorite things to do because you can spend hours there and it's great fun and you get to scream at the top of your lungs and no one can hear you sing, which means that everybody's a great singer. It's great singing in the whole world. Okay.
You all suck.
Or are awesome.
Yeah.
Let's go with awesome.
Have more beers.
Now, if you're a couple, let's say, and you want your wife, I will speak from the man's perspective, and you want your wife to be happy, well, shopping must take place. It's the law. I don't like it, but I don't make the rules. I simply follow them.
I am Roberto Duran when it comes to shopping.
What does that mean?
No mas. No mas. No mas.
Well, too bad. Yeah. You have to do it. It just has to be done.
But my wife told me on our anniversary that we were going shopping and then we were going to dinner. And I go, as in like going to Target. And I go, wait.
What?
There's no fucking way in hell I'm going to Target before we go out to dinner on our anniversary. Pardon my language.
That's not good.
And I won. Because I was driving. Exactly.
Yeah, that's good for you.
I got the keys and this car is not going there.
Okay, so here's what I'm thinking about for the shopping. There's shopping and then there's window shopping. What? Yeah, so here's the fun thing. What you want to do is you want to start off by going to the Crystal shopping center or shopping mall, which is the one attached to Aria in City Center. Here's why you go there. They've got the fanciest shit you're ever going to see, which is just fascinating. Most sane people will look at it and go, wow, that Prada purse is $5,000. It's like going to a zoo. Right. Wow, that's a white leopard. Who the fuck knew?
Look at that monkey's ass.
I've never seen a white leopard. I have seen a red monkey's ass.
Yeah.
I watched National Geographic. But that Prada purse for $10,000, well, that's insane.
Right.
So it's kind of like going to the zoo. No normal person is going to buy anything, but you get emotional credit for going there. It's awesome. Now, the problem with Crystals is that they have a couple restaurants there, but it's not really inviting for the man folk. So now, after you're done with Crystals, now you're going to go to either the Forum Shops at Caesars, which, by the way, is the highest grossing a mall in America, or go to the Grand Canal's Venetian Palazzo. Here's why. You can drink.
Guys.
So now you can go. First of all, the Forum Shops have animatronic things every once in a while in these different, which are hysterical.
Right.
They're the cheesiest, goofiest things you've ever seen, and I love them. You know, it's very Disney-esque. It's very much like, you know.
There's also, as Binky says, a free coupon book at the Forum Shops information desk.
Mm.
So keep that in mind. Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah, thank you.
So you go to the Forum Shops, you go get yourself, you know, a yard of whatever drink you want. And they've got super fancy stores at the Forum Shops, too. So more Prada, more, I don't know, Kenneth Cole. Fuck, I don't even know what they're talking about. But you know, all these fancy things. And so the wife's having a good time. Like Melissa can spend a half hour in a row. One. And I don't get it. But I'll tell you what. I have a rum and coke. I don't care.
You should.
How's it going? Good. Don't buy anything, but shit, you can spend all the time you want.
The problem is, you got to stand there and watch her not do anything.
I don't have to. I can sit over there and watch the animatronics. I am Zeus. I am Zeus. I am the water man. It was awesome. Yeah, I don't have to.
Meanwhile, your wife's been mugged and missing for half an hour. And you have no idea where she's at.
Not at the Caesars Forum. I'm not going to do that. And the same thing with the Grand Canals. Hell, you can drink there and party and see people alone. Let's say them home. It's just
very
awesome.
Good. Yes, and of course you can watch in the plaza there where the restaurants are, where Post Rio and the other four or five restaurants that are there. The people, the statues just stand there.
Yes, yes. And they have a name for that. It's called not that thing, but they have a name for that whole environment. That's the other thing. They've got singers and musicians.
Saint Mark's Square.
Yeah, but they call that something. I just looked that up today. But yes, so there's a lot of roaming entertainers kind of things going on there.
So when you go to audition, they tell you you're a little stiff. That means you got the job. You're pretty good. Yeah, that's perfect.
You're excited. Thank you. I'll be here all week. Thank you. You're a little stiff. Well, thank you.
Veal.
I'm very good. Okay.
Yes.
Like so what switch. Else? Now I wanted to include the high roller in this.
Not the gambler, but high rollers.
The big giant Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
So, but I looked at pricing. Now, the high roller has struggled a little bit.
A lot of it, yeah.
And I've never looked at the pricing. I looked at the pricing today. And I think I know why they're struggling. So, it's $30 to get on the high roller at night. The daytime, you want to go at night. Pretty much everybody agrees with
that. Yeah, it's like $19 during the day.
Yeah.
Something like that.
But so, it's exactly right. It's 19 bucks. And that's the discounted on their website price, by the way, is $19. Right. But for $30, you get a half hour. So what that means is, if you do the math, that's a buck a minute. You're paying 60 bucks an hour to go around in a circle. Now, again, to compare that to Disneyland, it's $100 in Disneyland, but I'm there for 10 hours, which means I'm paying $10 an hour for Disneyland. So $10 an hour versus $60 an hour, guess who wins? Disneyland all day. And that's why, by the way, you're going to hell. Because you
that's the most salient point you've made about Disneyland yet.
I know, I'm really good.
You do have to stay all day, though. But of course, you have not bought any food,
right?
Any souvenirs,
sure,
any beers.
But if you're going to be
in 10 hours, you're buying the bottles of water for how much a bottle of water
at Disney? $3, $4, whatever it is. Just like anywhere. No. You would know because you've never been there.
Of course I've been there.
No, you haven't. I've actually talked to Mickey.
I've been there multiple times.
He came in, but we actually threw him out. We puked him out.
My kids have the Farganeers.
Anyway, so
I've even been there during one of the holidays.
$60 an hour to do this high roller thing.
That's a good point too. Yeah.
So and then you know, and I've talked about this before. They have a bar in a couple of these guys, mm-hmm. and it's $47. So that means for $17 more, you get to have I believe it's an open bar now. I can knock back $17 of drinks in a half hour. That's one drink on the strip, by the way, so that's not hard.
Yeah.
I think they're smaller drinks. So you could argue that's actually kind of a better deal, I guess. But it's still...
You got to probably have three drinks.
Yeah, and I don't know, but three drinks in a half hour is a lot of drinks.
Yeah, I know.
So that's a little bit much. And for me, that sounds insane. But nonetheless, that's still a lot of drinking. So I'm actually kind of not sure I get it. And I actually kind of understand why they might be struggling. Because that's a lot of money. Now, Groupon has a thing, $79 for two people. That's the happy hour. So that's $40 for two people, happy hour. Okay. Getting a little closer. But I think they could be better. All right, next one. Carnival Court. It's free.
Yep.
You want to watch Flair bartenders? Now, some people really hate Flair bartenders. I hate them when I want them to make me a drink. Love watching them when they're somebody else's drink.
Right.
Because I'm drinking. Well, look at that. Oh, shit, look at that. That's fun. Awesome. Great fun.
So, you want your Amaretto Sour and it takes you six hours because they're flipping all this stuff around. Right. Give me my darn drink.
I would like my drink now, sir.
Where's my Moscow Mule? Where's it at? Put it down.
Put it down.
I actually had one of those this weekend just for you.
Do you like it?
With gin. My wife ordered
it. That's not a Moscow Mule. It's vodka.
Right, but she wanted it with gin. And I know you like the gin.
Mm.
I know. It was with vodka. But my wife says, you know what? I want to have gin.
I think
instead.
Gin would be better.
It was tasty.
It's more drinkier.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
Do you like it? Did they have crushed ice? Or was it ice cubes? Because that matters. Should be crushed pulverized ice.
I think so. I think you're
mint.
Right. Mint. Yeah. I think it was crushed.
Was it in a brass cup?
It was in a brass balled cup.
Where did you get this?
At the Vintner Grill.
Oh, yeah. Vintner Grill's a great place.
I have a review about that later.
Excellent. So Carnival Court, Flair Bartender, free music. The drinks are, you know, whatever they are. But I'm telling you, pretty fun place to hang out. And then finally, the gondolas are $20.
Yep.
Cheap. But here's why it's great. I mean, it's a little cheesy. But here's the deal. It's hidden talent. So the people who are doing that gondola driving stuff, by the way, here's a tip. I don't know if you noticed this or not. But the gondoliers.
Gondoliers. Very good.
There's a little button where their foot is, and that's what makes the gondola.
No kidding. They're not actually doing it.
No.
I have a customer of mine who is a gondolier.
Oh, really?
And he rolls into the office, and every time he does, we make him sing. He's fantastic.
And he can sing, right?
Oh, he's fantastic.
Like a mother, probably.
Oh, it's like, wow!
So that's the great thing about the gondolier.
Excellent.
You know, they have an outdoor one, an indoor one. I'm agnostic. Pick one. I don't really care. But here's the great thing. The great thing is two things. First of all, these cats and gals can sing.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of talented people in Las Vegas. A lot of them are hanging out pushing gondolier boats up and down the Venetian thingamabob. Here's the second thing. You're going to get a cool local's perspective. These guys are in a good mood. That's their job, is to be in a good mood.
Well, okay, yeah, it's $20, but some of these things you're tipping. You're tipping.
Sure.
So make sure you know that.
But the best thing is, so you've got the talented people, you're going to tip, I'm sure. But the other thing is they're going to give you some insight, some locals' insight about what's happening either at the property or other places that you're otherwise probably not going to get. I dig that as well, because when I was a tourist, I wanted to know what the locals knew, very much like this show is about that. So you're going to get that as well. So that's it. That's my last one on the strip. There's more than that. But those are the ones that I thought, that's the kind of things that I did or wanted to do when I was a tourist. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything you want to add to that?
No, that makes sense. I mean, I can't, if you're looking, I think obviously the pools, wherever you're going, and if you do what I try to do, which is sneak around and visit certain places, you can have some pools. Fun hitting different pools.
I was good. Yeah. I actually had pools on here because clearly they're free to get in there. Yeah. The problem with the pools is that the drinking there is actually more expensive typically than the bars in the same place. So I actually took that off of my list because while it's free to sit there, nobody sits at a pool and doesn't drink.
Right.
So you're going to spend a shitload more. And that's the bad thing, especially if you've got like a cabana or whatever. You don't know how much you're spending until you're done.
Yeah, that's true.
You want to pucker up.
Buttercup.
Hang out. You want to pucker up, buttercup. Hang out at a pool for a day and find out. I'm sorry. Is that four digits? Is that a comma after the... Holy shit. What have we done?
Talk about shrinkage.
What have we done? Yeah, that's the other thing. They don't heat the pools there.
Yeah.
At the Vegas Video Co-op. Arches of Whitney Villa. We heat our pools. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Net. Hey, Scott Whitney here for LASIK of Nevada. And I know what you're probably thinking. Scott, you're wearing glasses. What on earth can you tell me about LASIK? Well, let me tell you my story. So some time ago, I visited Dr. Rothman to see if I could have the LASIK procedure. Had a couple tests done and come to find out I wasn't a candidate. But instead of those $299 an eye guys who pretty much will work on anybody, Dr. Rothman brought me aside and just said it wasn't an option at the time, which I really appreciated. Now, meanwhile, he's gone on and done 60,000 LASIK procedures. I got friends in Reno down here in Las Vegas who've all seen Dr. Rothman. As a matter of fact, he is the most experienced LASIK surgeon living in Nevada today. So check out their website. It's LASIKofNV.com. Again, LASIKofNV.com. And if you mention Vegas Video Network, they're going to give you 50% off of premium LASIK plus, come here, an additional $200 off. Awesome. That's LASIKofNV.com. And we're back with the Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas Video Network. I'm Scott. That's Brett. It's time for real quick stories, and we're going to start off with just a great news story. We've been talking about this issue for a year or two now. We mentioned it last week that Uber has been allowed to come back to Vegas, as along with Lyft. Uber is the bigger of the two companies, but basically that's people who pick you up and drop you off at places. Excuse me. When they first hit Uber, they were restricted. They weren't allowed to basically do anything on the strip, which was insane. But now that's changed. And we have, let me see if Zig's still in the live chat.
Ziggy, you there, buddy?
Zig is still in the live chat. He is an Uber driver, believe it or not. We have an Uber-er, I guess.
An Uber-er
among us. And I asked him, so what's the deal now for picking up folks on the strip? And he sent me a map. Oh. And here's the map. So those are all the places that you can get picked up and dropped off on the strip. And here's the, I was going to go through and tell you every name. Here's an easier way. It's everywhere. Basically, it's completely turned upside down, which is awesome. So it doesn't matter where you're hanging out, what Caesars or MGM or Tropicana or Mandalay Bay or Venetian, it doesn't matter. All those places will take you if you want to get Uber. And as a matter of fact, we saw a sign in one of the properties that said Uber pickup right here.
Really?
So they're ready to go.
Wow.
They're completely in, which is awesome, everybody. Trust me when I tell you.
Let me ask you this, Zig. What about from the driving standpoint of you being hired, what kind of, the easiest question I get from a lot of people is, well, I'm getting picked up by some guy who's going to take me out and murder me. So what kind of background check do you have to go to? My standard response is, have you seen a taxi cab driver?
Guys, yeah.
So I'm just curious what is the hiring practices of the Uber with regards to background checks?
Yeah, while he's answering that, can you drop off at the airport? You can drop off, but you can't pick up.
Correct.
At the airport. Yeah. So let me.
I checked. I did download the. They do a background check.
Yeah.
I downloaded the app, the Uber app.
Yep.
And I plugged in the address at the radio station, for example.
Yep.
And said, "How much is it for me to go to the airport?"
I should have brought that up.
All right, there it is. There's the Uber.
Does it say okay. How much?
Well, yeah. I'm going to tell you how much it is. Ready?
Okay.
So we're going to pick it up from right here.
So it's Jones and Sahara is where his radio station.
Right now, this is set up at your house.
Oh.
Okay, so okay. It got me where I'm at. 7 minutes away. There's a driver 7 minutes away. Get a fare estimate. Okay, I'm going to McCarran. All right. So let's go to the airport from here. $50.
Okay.
Is it worth $50? Now, let me just say this to you.
Sure.
You can call Bell Transportation.
Yep, you can call.
And you could probably do it for and get a limousine or a nice town car. It's only a few bucks more. About 60, 65.
Maybe.
I've done it.
Yeah.
I've done it with my entire family.
So here's
and all their luggage.
Yeah.
As opposed to, I like Uber, don't get me wrong. But let's say you're going on a trip for a week. And you're taking the family, and you're going to the airport, and you don't want to leave your car because that's $28 a day.
Yeah.
So I'm going to call Uber, and here comes a guy in a Cooper Mini or in a Honda Accord.
It's got to be big enough to carry the number of people.
Right. Okay. As opposed to I'm calling the limousine.
Right.
And I got the whole clan for $75.
Yeah. So here's the deal.
It's competitive.
So here it is. Yeah. So it's a matter of how quickly they picked you up. First of all, let me talk to you about the application itself. First of all, this is more of a last minute play. Yes, if you're going to be planning something out a week from now and you want to hire a limo or a black car or a town car, well then fuck hire. I mean, I get that. I've done that. Right. Completely understand that. I don't think that's what Uber's play is.
No, I agree with that.
Uber's play is just the taxi guy. So you're at a bar and you want to get a ride home, or you're going to go down to the strip and you don't want to drive. That's what Uber's about.
I agree.
And the problem with the taxi guys is, A, yeah, the pricing is competitive. Sometimes it's cheaper, sometimes it's lower. I actually fucked up. I think Zig sent me, and I've seen a really good chart that explains to the penny how they charge. So there's a flat fee, and then a per minute or per mile. It's very much like the taxi guys.
And there's, of course, surge pricing also.
There is surge pricing. But that's okay. If you don't like it, then don't pay it. But here's what's great about it. And Uber and Lyft are very similar. They're different on two different things, but it pretty much squares.
What are the differences?
I don't remember. I should have put that graph up. I totally forgot about it. Right. But I meant to do that. Maybe we'll do that next week. But the real issue is this. The problem with the taxis is, for those of us who are not on the strip, that's the real challenge.
Right.
The challenge is, and this has been going on for a long time, taxis oftentimes don't want to come out in the suburbs because it's not as profitable.
And it takes them 40 minutes to get there and all that.
That's right. So, and the other thing is, if you look at the application on Uber, you can actually see that their car literally is 7 minutes away. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
Yeah, I did.
But you saw little cars popping around, which, by the way, is fascinating. It's like a game. Yeah. Be cool if you could
Frogger.
If you could push on and their little heads popped up or something. But so that's the play. And like I said before, Uber is gonna knock down drunk driving in every town that's ever been, in probably 25%, because it just
it's a great service. I know, I agree with you. And I had a friend who used it this week. His car broke down, and he called from the shop, and they took him over to his office, and then they took him from his office to my office, and he said it was like $15 each way. Each time I used it.
Yeah.
And he goes, it was great. It was a nice car. It was, I think, a Honda Accord the first time. Second time was, I forget what the kind of car it was, but he goes, no, it was no problem.
So I agree that, so there's different kinds of Uber. This is actually, in Las Vegas, it's Uber X, which is the individual person driving a car. Now, I haven't done Uber X, so there is a risk of a guy picking you up in a Pacer, and you're going, hey, wait a minute, doesn't that car blow up in a rear impact?
Right.
I'm not getting him. I guess that's a problem. The ones that I did was in Boston. It was a town car. And I'm like, wow, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Right.
So I haven't done Uber X.
My other question is, let's say I know Ziggy and I want to use Ziggy. I can't request Ziggy to say, hey, Zig, come pick me up. Can I do that?
I don't think you can.
I don't think so either. It's based on where you are location-wise.
Well, but the point is, why would you want Zig to pick you up if he's 2 miles or 2 hours away?
Hey, Zig, at 2 o'clock, pick me up.
Oh,
hey, come pick me up at 2 o'clock.
No, you can't request me.
Yeah.
All right. So
now let me ask you this, Zig: can you turn down fares and say, hey, I'm going to lunch, or I'm cutting off work early today, or
well, he can turn himself off. And by the way, there's two things that happen. So you can be off grid, so you're not taking calls.
Okay.
So you can do that. You're not. He's like, Zig wakes up and goes, oh shit, Uber. That's not how it works. You got to flip it on and go, I'm ready for it. And then also the thing about Uber is, I'm not sure if Lyft does this or not, but you're rating each other. So I rate you the driver, you rate me as the guest, whatever you call the people. So if you're like, hey, this guy sucks, it doesn't happen. Now, what does it say?
I know my guy got in the back seat. I'm from Jimmy G's question.
You can Ziggy in the back seat. If your buddy, you can have. Yeah, sure. So if you really want Zig to do it, I'm sure this is not part of the protocol, but you could get a cell phone and go, hey, Zig, are you around? Come and get me.
offline.
I don't know that you could even do that.
Say, Zig, go offline. I'll give you $20. Give me a ride.
Well, so that's interesting. I bet. Well, Zig, you should not answer that question in a live chat. We could talk about that off air, but that's really interesting.
Yeah.
I could drive you, then go online. Oh, there you go. There you go.
Okay.
So he could drive you.
So let me ask you, Zig, give us an idea monetarily wise how you did the first big weekend. Give us an idea. Are you not allowed to tip?
You don't have to do that.
Are you not allowed? You're not allowed to tip.
You don't tip.
It's all cash. Or not, no cash, I should
say.
No
cash. Okay. It's all credit card based. You don't tip. So it's like anything else. What I like about Uber is you're not expected to tip, whereas in a taxi you are. You can tip. However, every time I've tried to tip, they said no. Now, these were the black,
He says, I can't ask for tips, but you can tip.
Right, exactly. So,
how many rides did you give out this weekend?
Did you drive this weekend, Zig?
I don't know why you wouldn't. It had to be crazy busy. Unless you're allergic to money.
Oh, he has other jobs, too. He's a busy guy.
I know.
He's a multi-worker guy.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm looking forward to doing my first Uber thing. He has not driven yet. I look forward to, I'll tell you all about it. So it's happening now. It's a big story here in Las Vegas, and all the different newscasts are doing, we've done our first Lyft, we've done our first Uber, news at 11. I'm like, okay, it was a word. Where'd you guys go, to Vintner Grill?
Yeah.
Tell us about it. Vintner Grill.
I did. I went to Vintner Grill with my wife for our anniversary, and unfortunately the service sucked.
Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't good. It took a half an hour to get the little charcuterie tray out to us.
Wow.
And the waiter was like, hey, how you? Dude, here's what really, there's a couple things. So we order our meals and waiting for the food to come and having a cocktail. We're having a good time. And I ordered a bone-in ribeye steak.
Oh, that's my favorite.
It was flavorful.
Yeah, good.
It was cooked the way it was supposed to be.
Good.
But it was tougher than Mike Tyson. it was just tough as hell.
That's interesting.
It still got marks where the jockey was hitting it. So I told the waiter, I said, look, it's flavorful and it's cooked the way I wanted it to be cooked, which is medium rare, by the way.
How is that tough?
And it was tough.
How could that be?
I mean, shouldn't I be able to cut it like butter?
Pretty much.
It was not. It was more like, oh my God, I can't believe how tough this is.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Their pretzel rolls are one of my favorites.
Oh.
They were stale.
Really?
Now I had to find out why later on.
What happened?
Now, Peter, who has been their longtime general manager, is gone.
They lost their head chef, too.
And Corrigan, who owned them for a long time, sold it.
Oh.
So it's not the same ownership. It's not the same management.
It's not the same head chef.
It's not the same chef. It's not the same bartender.
You know where the chef went?
They all went, I think, with Hex. Peter to the new place in downtown Summerlin.
No. So
Peter went downtown Summerlin. I forget what restaurant he went to. I thought it was an Italian place, but I don't know.
So the Hex. Head chef went to Hex, which is that chocolate place that on Paris, the Paris hotel.
Oh, okay.
Which I've not been, Hex or Zex or something like that. I haven't been there, but he went there.
Yeah.
So interesting.
Yeah.
Because that's one of Melissa's, she says it has the best lighting of ever.
And then we were there on Friday night. We were there until about 8 o'clock, 25% full. Mm-hmm. Nobody at the bar.
8 o'clock Friday.
8 o'clock on a Friday. There were some people sitting outside. Oops. Maybe 10 tables inside that were filled.
Really? That's a big property,
maybe
too.
Two people at the bar. Then, of course, they said, well, you know, it was a soft opening tonight for a couple of new restaurants over at downtown Summerlin. And I go, well, that's
Oh, they're being affected by that.
Oh, yeah, they're right down the street.
Well, not there. I mean, kind of. I mean,
they're
like,
half a mile away.
Charleston.
They're at Charleston and Town Center.
Yeah.
They're right there.
Well, that's interesting.
Well, they're between Hualapai and Town Center.
Well, I was going to say, that's interesting that they're being affected by that, because Vintner Grill, for the longest time, had the best reputation of probably any restaurant.
The Rachel Ray was
there
doing her show.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Years ago.
I didn't know that.
And the biggest disadvantage for Vintner Grill is the fact that you're not getting the casual diner driving by because they're inside of an office
complex.
It's
the weirdest place ever. Yeah. You could drive by that and not even know it was there.
Sure.
I know where it is.
I've done it as well.
Who hasn't? Right?
Zig, I got an idea for you. When you're delivering pizzas, as you go out for delivering pizza, go online with the Uber, and then you deliver the pizza, then you pick up an Uber driver, and then when you get back to the pizza place, they say, what took you so long? Well, I got a flat tire, or whatever.
And
you're double dipping.
And then you're going to get fired from both jobs.
Can Uber fire you if you're not doing a certain amount of fares?
Absolutely. Well, I don't know about the fares, but they can fire you if your rating goes down.
Why would your rating go down? I'm picking up Fred.
Slow, after showing up, not getting it done.
Hey, you just got to do it.
Your car smells like pizza.
Well, of course, I just had a slice.
That might be a problem. That doesn't matter.
You take down the Domino's sign and you put up the Uber sign.
Wouldn't it be funny if you did it backwards? Uber says Domino's.
You do like you do like the James Bond where the license plates flip over. You see, you have one of those that goes from Domino's to Uber.
That's awesome. Yeah. All right. I've got news for all you oldsters. Oh. I have penetrated the youngster environment. That's right.
Ooh.
I went undercover, ladies and gentlemen. Undercover.
In the night.
Not for me. For you. For you out there, because I care about what's happening to our audience. Here's what happened.
I saw the pictures of this.
It's pretty neat. It was a good weekend. So, here's what happened. We had some friends here from the Effingham. Actually, Effingham. They're not family, but they're very close. This gal, Denise, has known Melissa since they were like 2 months old. I mean, it's been that long. So, about 20 years.
Gaga goo goo. 29. This is me, 29.
I'm pretty awesome. I am literally the best husband ever. So, they came by. Now, the husband was at a conference for a dental conference. The company... They make, you know, crowns, but they make them right there while you're waiting kind of thing.
Right.
So there was this 3 or 4 or 5 day conference, right? So they let us know, hey, they're having this big party after the conference at Tao. Want to go? Like, yeah, sure. Free food, free drinks. Yeah, sure. Fuck, we'll go. We're absolutely going. So I'd like to introduce to you your friends Aaron and Ted. Those were the people who we were.
I saw that picture, yes.
From Effingham, as you can see, maybe you can see. So there's Aaron, and there's Ted. Melissa and Scott. And that's how we got into the town. So we go in there. It's pretty funny, because the first thing they do is they look for ID, and I'm like, wait a minute. You're going to check my ID with my thing? And I'm trying to, like, you know, talk my way out. And I'm like, Melissa's like, relax there, Poncho. They're just trying to make sure you're 21 years old. They're not checking IDs against your badge. I'm like, oh, okay, here you go. Sorry. So we get into Tao. Now, I've talked about Tao before. It's a great restaurant, kind of a Chinese Asian thing. Right. Great bar. They introduced Love Potion Number 9 to Melissa. That was her first Red Bull based drink.
Yeah,
sounds horrible. You know why? Fucking horrible. Right. But she loves them. It's like whatever.
Yeah, you don't need your wife bouncing on the wall any more than anybody else does.
Well, I'm telling you, it's her go-to drink oftentimes. It's you know, it's Moscow Mule, Love Potion Number 9. Or, you know, do you have a skinny Red Bull and vodka? Oh, for fuck's sake. Anyway, so that's where it all happened. So we've been there many, many times to the restaurant, but we've never gone upstairs. That's where the kids go. Well, guess what? We got up there. So we walked in, and there it is. And my first thought is, you know, this place isn't very big.
No.
I've been to, like, I walked in accidentally to LAX. Literally, it was accidental. I was out of some shindig, and there was a door. And I'm like, well, I wonder where this door goes to. So I just opened it, and I walked in the middle of LAX. I'm like, whoop, sorry, wrong guy. Time to go. My fault. Old guy.
And she just keep on walking like you.
Well, I was like, hey. So we get in there, and so it was really fun. So it was all these middle-aged people hanging out. There was basically a bunch of me's running around there.
Right.
And they had these guys in the big giant, that guy's like 14 foot tall, in this neon lit kind of, I'm like, this is kind of fun. I like this. It's all kind of great. Well, there's another big neon guy over there, and you can see, you take a look at the people, they're old folks. They're all dentists. But yeah, well, I got some music for you in a second. So we said, okay, let's go to the other side. Let's really get a sense for how big this place is. So we go to the other side, and the first thing you see is, you know, an old gal getting up on this table. And I'm like, oh, shit, here we go. This is, you know, we're pretty early into the show here, into the evening, and this poor gal is, you know, gone off the rails. She's probably going to get knocked off there. And I'm like, next thing you know, boop. Hundreds of people. Oh. I'm like, oh, I guess you're supposed to be up on that table. And they're, I'm like, okay, that's pretty fun. And then I was looking off to the right or the left. I'm like, what is that? And then I saw it, ladies and gentlemen. I saw it. An angel.
What did you see? Little ballerina.
It's a champagne delivering angel, ladies and gentlemen. Bet you didn't see one of those in Effingham.
Ever. Said no one ever. It's an interesting view you got there.
Yes, it is. Sometimes you get VIP seating and didn't even ask for it. So, like, she flies in and she apparently knows exactly who bought the wine or champagne, delivers it. All the Effingham people are like, wow. And then I'm going to flip. And she did a quad flip, ladies and gentlemen. Boom! Boom! It's just awesome. Checking her panties, making sure we don't got angel panties. I gotta tell you, I loved it. And now back to
her perch,
angel home.
I want to know the person that thought of doing that. Because it's about the most asinine, stupid thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, are you kidding me? It's brilliant. How much does a bottle? How much does that bottle of that stuff cost? Let's call it $1,000. Let's call it that.
Okay.
If I'm paying $1,000, I want a fucking
Venetian, Jimmy.
I want an angel popping down and going, here, here's your $1,000 bottle, man. By the way, that music.
I couldn't handle the music.
You know, we make fun of that. Guess what? That's exactly the music they play.
Oh, of course.
I actually went to the DJ and said, hey, you think you can play some Van Halen? Seriously, I did. He's like, maybe we'll be able to get it. And I'm like, well, okay,
what's
you.
Van Halen?
Yeah. Hey. So, you know, it was a good time. There's all of us there. There's Denise and Melissa. I'm sorry, Aaron. And there's Ted. And
I have a similar story this weekend of mismatching names.
And then we said, but wait a minute. There's more to this place. There's a pool.
Yep. They do have the pool.
Upstairs. There. Boom. Yeah. We went upstairs, but these are still all people who are in the dentist business. This place was packed with dentists. But again,
well, because these are the people that don't want to listen to the music.
But look at this.
Let's go outside so I can actually hear you speak.
But it's not very big. Actually, it wasn't that loud in there. It wasn't too bad.
Okay.
And so look, it doesn't look that big. Look at the pool. That's the pool.
It's dow.
It's a little pool. It's a little baby pool. I was really surprised by how small
because
it was.
Because it's an exclusive club. That's why.
Well, yeah, but it's a big time club. It's one of the top.
Oh, it is.
It's one of the top 10 clubs in the country.
But that part is probably for like a great
and then
VIP
we eventually ended up at Rum Bar. We started at Rum Bar and we ended up at Rum Bar. By the way,
apparently Melissa was hungry.
That I have a bug in my ear. You ever heard that line?
Oh.
Yeah, just put a bug in my ear. And Melissa's like, well, I'll put a bug in your ear.
Now, who are the other two people you picked up that don't like to put their tongue in their mouth?
The tongue girl is a trainer of some kind in Dallas. And the guy over there, I'm not sure who he was, but they're all, you know, dentist kind of people. Anyways, we had a great time. It was a lot of fun.
Well, that's good.
I'll never be in that place again.
Right.
Because I'm too old.
Of course, by like 30 years.
But don't be mean.
Not being mean.
It's not necessary, really.
I'm the demographic of that place is under 25.
But I'll tell you what, it was pretty cool.
Cool.
I'm going. All right. Chat questions, but first...
Oh, I got to tell Mike. You got to let me tell me something a little quick.
Oh, what do you
story.
Got? Oh, what's your... What's
well, I went to St. Louis for my parents' 60th, but they had their 60th wedding anniversary this weekend.
You made a bullet go out.
I did, unfortunately. I apologize. So they had a party, but before that, they wanted to go to church and have a special blessing by... They wanted to renew their vows, but the Catholic church that they go to wouldn't do it.
Really?
They said, we'll do a blessing at the end of the... At the end of the,
are you excited
at the end
the
of the
Pope
mass.
Is here, by the way.
Sure, why not? He's not coming here, is he? Anyway,
probably not.
Yeah, he's not coming to Gomorrah.
Anytime soon.
He's not coming to Sodom.
Going to the
Gomorrah.
Venetian. Is this my house?
Looks pretty familiar.
It's very nice.
Probably the Palazzo is where he'd stay.
Yeah, sure.
So, okay, you know, you've met my father. His name is Don.
Yes.
Right. My mother's name is Marlene. Now, my dad is 83. My mom is 81.
Unbelievable.
60 years of marriage, and they have been parishioners at this particular church. There's my dad.
There's Don.
That was just a couple years ago, and they had been there for 48 years since I was born, 1967. They've been parishioners at this church.
Right.
So they get there at the end of the mass, and the priest goes, "We have a special." Blessing we're going to give to folks celebrating their 60th anniversary. Again, my father's name is Don. My mother's name is Marlene. To Bob and Marilyn. And we've got about 30 people at the Mass, right? You know, all my brothers, their families, and some cousins, and some friends. And everybody's looking at them going, are you kidding me?
Who?
And the funny thing is, here's the first thing I thought of. This is a Saturday night mass, and there's probably 200 people in the place. Now, again, my parents have been parishioners for 48 years. They sent, not my oldest brother didn't go to grade school there, but four of us went through grade school there, and you know they've been very active in the parish. And the first thing I thought of, other than being embarrassed because this guy butchered their name twice, was the other parishioners all going, holy shit, I've been calling him by the wrong name for 50 years. I could have sworn we did fish fries together and family picnics and we coached soccer with the boys. I could have sworn his name was Don. Hey, honey, wasn't her name Marlene? So that's what I was dying laughing. So anyway, that was awesome. And of course, afterwards, I told my mom, I said, you don't have to say anything to the priest. I promise you, in about 4 minutes after the Mass, somebody will tell him who you are. And it was true. And the reaction of the priest was like, oh my God. Oh my God. And what made me mad about it, he was a young priest. He was relatively new to the parish. What made me upset about it was before the Mass,
how could you not get that right though?
Well, here's what pissed me off. Because before the Mass, he came up to them and kind of didn't know their names either. And he said, how do you say your last name? And my mom went, Grant.
Yeah, you know what that was about.
And I'm thinking to myself, get a pen.
Yeah, right.
And write it down.
Yeah.
Now, funny, even better, here's the other thing. After Mass, the bulletin is out, right? And in the bulletin, happy 60th anniversary to Don and Marlene Grant. Now, the funny thing is,
that's good.
As a Catholic, the first thing we do when you go to church is you read the bulletin. Oh. And if the darn priest would have read the Fargan bulletin, he wouldn't have screwed it up. Little bugger. Anyway, luckily, and I got to be candid, my parents handled it very well. They weren't upset at all. I think we were upset for them a little bit.
Your dad seemed like the nicest guy.
Yeah, he was. And my mom was like, I thought it was cute. I'm like, okay, you guys are fine with it. And we had a great time. I was there for about 28 hours, and it was fun. We had a good time. Then we went to a party afterwards, and I got to tell that story. And
you said that you had some, you wanted to share a passenger chat.
Well, on the way back from Vegas, from St. Louis to Las Vegas, I was sitting with a couple. I think she just turned 60, and they come to Vegas all the time. And I said, what kind of stuff do you like to do when you're in Vegas? And the funny thing was, you mentioned a couple of them, the piano bar at Harrah's.
Yeah.
They always go to the Stratosphere up to the top for lunch is one of the things that they do at the top of the world. I said, don't go for dinner. But they go for lunch and love that view.
Yeah.
And a couple of other shows they like to go see, some of the lower, you know, the lower level shows. Right. She goes, I always go to Fremont Street every time and gamble, have fun down there. So, and I said, you got to listen to our and watch our show.
Yeah.
And I gave her my card and gave her all the information about the show.
Let's see if
and
she's
the radio
on there.
Station. Now she's here partying right now.
Maybe she's North Star 9. That's a new one.
North Star 9.
North Star 9 is watching.
They're from Quincy, Illinois. That's ironically where I went to college. So we talked more about Quincy than anything else. And all the people I used to work with in Quincy, and she knew them all.
Wow.
That was the hilarious thing about it.
That's like Effingham.
Yeah. Quincy's 50,000 people.
Oh, that's pretty impressive.
You know, so she's like, oh, yeah, I know him. I know that guy. Oh, yeah, sure, I know him.
All right, it's time for a chat potpourri where we take questions from the chat. But before, always, we have to get us a happy hour review from Danny.
Hey there. It's Danny Ackerman, your roving Vegas Video Network reporter here for another happy hour review. Oh, and Brett, I sure hope the sound is so much nicer for you because I went out and I bought...
I'm recording. A cleavage?
No, I'm not showing you my chest. I'm showing you my microphone, okay?
Okay.
All right. So we are at Herbs and Rye on Sahara, right at Valley View. Sometimes on, you know, certain nights, you just can't get out in time to get to a happy hour at those regular times, right? Yeah? Yeah. So this one has a happy hour that lasts till 8 p.m. So we got here and love the ambiance. It is kind of one of those dark, cozy bars, and everybody's friendly. The bartenders are super cool, and we had some interesting drinks. First, we sampled the beer and wine because, you know, you got to test the beer and wine. Now, one little note, they didn't have any, like, draft light beers. I know, that was distressing for you. Yeah. So Steve had a Stella, and I had a nice Pinot Grigio wine. No, I didn't. I had a Sauvignon Blanc. I can't remember what I drank. Anyways, so we weren't quite hungry, so what we did is we made some new friends that were ordering food. Our friend Jennifer ordered this really cool steak. Now, here's the deal here. Steaks, half price. Some of the appetizers, half price. Super cool deal for some really good food. So I sampled one of their specialty drinks called a Mary Pickford. Gosh, they have some really cool drinks here. If you like mixed drinks, if you like, you know, sampling specialty drinks, super cool stuff. And so what I had, it had gin, pineapple, maraschino, and grenadine. And I don't know, I don't think I would order that again. I just gotta say, gotta be honest here, Steve did not like it. This place is super cool. We will definitely be back. So highly recommend this one. And we're gonna give this one 4 thumbs up. And we're gonna be back. So check out Herbs and Rye on Sahara, right at Valley View. Until next time, this is Danny Ackerman, your Vegas Video Network reporter, signing off. And my light guy, gotta love him. We figured out how to do this in the dark.
It's awfully nice of her to bring Teller along with her.
We are at Herbs and Rye, which is located on Sahara. And, oh, you know what? Hold on.
Listen, Kevin.
I want to do outtakes. Hey there, Danny Ackerman, the Danny App, your roving Las Vegas. God damn it.
Video is hard. Thank you very much, Danny. I will say, Urban Rye is my favorite place. She mentioned that they do a happy hour for the drinks and also for food. By the way, the very, very best clams, steamed clams in all of Las Vegas are at Herbs and Rye. And we go there for happy hour.
Steamers.
Because, oh, my God. And they're half price during happy hour. Go to Herb.
You'd never invite me.
And Rye. By the way, actually, I'll get to that a little bit later. Okay. We'll hit a couple of these questions. We want to kind of get going here. How are we doing? An hour, 15 minutes. What's the over under? We got 15 more minutes.
All right, let's go. We got to do a Adam, too.
Let's do, yeah, I know. Should we do any of these? Let me see. We always say we will. We have to do it. Okay, Mike wants to know, do people tell you that you're crazy for liking living in Las Vegas? No, just the opposite. I have never had anybody go, well, that place has got to suck. Pretty much everybody goes, you live in Las Vegas? How cool is that? And I answer, pretty damn cool. Can I get my card?
I'm looking for business.
Right. Do you get that kind of feedback?
No, I don't get anybody that says, they kind of look at you funny. What's it like living there? It's probably the weirdest thing you get, you know?
Yeah.
Well, most people just kind of tell them.
All right. Okay. Next question. Danny wants to know, what do you think about Wayne Newton Museum open up? Let me tell you about this. This is a perfect example.
Casa de Shenandoah.
Yeah. This is a perfect example of a phoenix rising from the ashes, because old Wayne was having a tough time there for a while. Mm-hmm. I thought his place was taken away from him. He had planes there. Planes were taken away. Cars were taken away. Animals were taken away. I thought he was in the shit. And all of a sudden, his house is a museum. Awesome. Right. That's great for him. I mean, he seems like a nice enough guy. I've never met him, but
I took a look at the website over like yesterday, as a matter of fact. I happened to see it, an advertisement for it somewhere. And so I was looking through to see the price of the tours. There's 3 different kinds of tours.
How much is it?
That they can do. It's the highest, I think it's about $40.
Now, for fuck's sake.
For the lowest one, and about $79 for the highest one. So, but it includes videos and tours of all the places. Well, obviously, he's got to pay a tax bill or some sort.
Well, so, I mean, yeah, clearly that's...
Pecos and Sunset is where Casa de Shenandoah is.
That's right. That's right. So, East Side.
Yes.
East Side. East Side, baby. What's happening, brother? Here's what I think. God bless his little heart for coming up with this idea. Clearly, he's got some bills he's got to cover. Otherwise, he wouldn't be letting people...
Well, I think he'll do well for a while because his demographic, the Elvis crowd that is now... the octogenarians and 60-plus crowd that remembers and loves the Wayne.
Yeah.
Donkashing will be there, and they'll spend the money to go do it. Darling, Donkashing.
Donkashing. Darling, Donkashing. Come on, kids. Well, that's about it. Okay, next question. Mike wants to know,
what a mess.
When will there be a I living confess. In... La- oh, my God. Are you done?
I am.
Well, this actually, I kind of liked it. Go, baby. I feel like I'm in a club. Sing Donkashing.
I'm doing Ferris Bueller's version of Donkashing.
Go ahead.
I'm done. Oh. Yeah, you told me I was done. Okay. Actually, that area, by the way, Sunset and Pecos, is not a bad area at all.
Yes, yeah, that's it's not fine. A bad area. It's where
Mike Tyson, when he had the big house on Tamiyasu, was right down the street. Some beautiful
houses.
My old
financial planner was over there. Yeah. So, yeah, you'll be all right. Drive in the daytime. Maybe not at night. Yeah. Right. That's why he's in trouble. He was on the east side, and no one likes to be there. Okay, Mike wants to know, when will there be a Living in Las Vegas gang meetup? Well, first of all, we don't do gangs. East side. Wait, west side. West side. East
actually,
side.
I'm going more west side.
They do these kind of weird things. I'm probably doing a sign right now. It's going to get me killed. I don't know. I talked about this in the live chat before the show. The best story we ever had, we had 50 people show up to a meetup that took us 3 weeks to organize.
Yeah.
It just happened organically in the live chat. It was really one of the coolest things I've seen since starting the network and starting our show. I don't really have a plan for doing a meetup. People are busy, but if there's a groundswell of an idea, we'll send something up. We'll do something. Sure. We'll figure it out. I mean, we've got people. We know stuff. I know people to do stuff with people and stuff. So stuff will get done with people.
Well, you sound like a politician. What the hell did you just say?
Right, stuff. People.
Exactly.
Yeah. By the way, thanks for inviting me to that guy's talk, you fuck.
I got invited.
And?
I got invited.
And?
It wasn't like, hey, Brett, invite other people.
Why not?
Because I didn't, that would not be appropriate.
Okay, well, so much for our
friendship. And you're assuming you'd be my plus one?
Wow. This is going really good.
I can't even get you to invite me over for a drink.
We're going to talk about that in 5 minutes.
Okay, good.
5 minutes. Don't let me forget, because that is on my list. Okay. We'll do one more. Mike wants to know, best place off strip to stay. Well, clearly Arches at Whitney Villa. Okay.
or Grant Manor.
Yeah, any one of those are fine. Yeah. Let's do that.
I need a dog sitter. Watching the radio.
Well, it's that time of the big show. Have a drink on me, where I show you a place where I've drank or been around where people have drank or some drinky thing. And if you can guess it, man, oh man, life gets good. How good? That's a good question. You can win neat things like this.
All kinds of wonderful gifts, including the fabulous Vegas Video Network visor, coming in one color as long as you like black. Great music, made by Scott. Gajazzathon, and the holidays are here. Christmas Acoustic 1 and 2. Buy one in November, get one free in December. And also, you can have a drink on Scott.
Yeah!
He used to have Molson, now he's back to Coors Light.
Times are tough here at the Vegas Video Network.
They made the light a lot larger. Why did they do that?
So it's lighter? I don't know.
The beer's heavy.
By the way, to win, you send an email to where?
HaveADrink@VegasVideoNetwork.com. That's HaveADrink@VegasVideoNetwork.com.
Excellent. By the way, there's always another part of the big game, and that is if you're in the live chat during this segment, good things happen to you. If you're in the live chat and you send a correct answer, we double the number of entries for you. So in other words, if you had one correct and you're in the live chat, you get two. By the way, there's another way. Let's say you can't make the live chat. First of all, shame on you. Second of all, if you can prove that you've used the Gajazzathon CD in the wild, maybe you're watching it or listening to it on the Spotify or maybe iTunes or I don't know. Maybe you've put it on your baby's belly and now your baby isn't completely intelligent. Or maybe you're in Russia and you're watching it. Or I don't know what you're doing, but somehow you're proving you've got that CD. Guess what? We're doubling it as well because we love you. Which means, of course, if you're in the live chat and you do that, well, you got 455 entries.
Exactly.
Which is pretty cool. Okay, let's take a look at last week's have. No, no. I almost fucked this up again. But first... God, I hate when I mess this up. I hate when I mess that up.
What are we trying to do here?
Hold on, stand by. It's the Gallery of Gods.
Oh, yes.
Pops and Sammy. There's Scott, Jackie, and Christina, who just had a baby. There's my dad. There's Don. There's Wayne, but wait, there's more. There's Mike. There's Danny, who has a red one. There's Maya. Who is that? Nobody knows. That's right. All right. Now we're back.
It's frozen on the best-looking guy in the bunch.
Isn't it, though? That's okay. Nice, yeah. Let's take a look at last week's Have a Drink on Me. This was a tough one, ladies and gentlemen.
And I knew it.
You did know it. Yeah. Okay. So we had 8 out of 10 correct answers. Last week we had 17 or so entries.
Where are the pansies?
Only 10. Yeah. This is a tough one. And eight.
Where's the A in effort?
I tell you what.
There's nothing wrong with getting it wrong. Give us the effort every week.
Try.
That's all we're asking
Don't
for.
Don't be afraid.
Bunch of pansies for crying out loud.
A bunch of pussy babies.
Good God.
My mom would call you a titty
Quitters.
Baby. Titty baby.
Quitters.
Quitty titty baby. Quitty titty baby. I was in a band called Quitty titty baby. I was a drummer for Quitty titty baby. It was a big, big band. Kind of a punk thing, actually. All right.
That was the milker.
So was the Okay, here is, I'm going to give the clues again. The first clue was public school 702. Public school 702. Public school 702. This is in downtown
Summerlin.
By the way, the hints were fucking awesome.
Given Scott's crappy GPA in high school, you'd think he'd avoid this place. That would be
school.
It's downtown if Summerlin is downtown.
It's downtown Summerlin.
Okay, this place clearly understands the value of recess.
That's what they call happy hour is recess.
Yeah.
My God!
You could have said, it's open to the public.
What I could have said was,
I don't
it's
like
public
going
school
to school.
702.
You could have said, it's open to the public. I don't like going to school. And our area code is
702. There you go. That's what I should have done. Okay, so here we go, you crazy bastards out there.
I'm just upset at the lameness of not trying.
I'm a little sad.
Where is the honor in not trying?
This is like, It's you know what it is? It's Common Core problem.
Exactly.
It's Common School. Common Core. Fuck you.
Did you see, real quick, did you see the guy in Ohio who had to write a check to the school that was teaching Common Core, and he wrote the check, and the dollar amount, it was Common Core, and in the part where you say like $52 and zeros, he did the blocks.
Oh, is that right?
He had the block. He goes, let's see if they cash this, you stupid fuckers.
Okay. All right. First one in, Monica Fagan. Binky, we know Monica's in there. I've seen her in there already. Had a girl,
Binky.
Monica. Binky. Have we talked about the Binky before? Is that the thing that you put in your mouth?
Yeah, for babies.
Yep. Mike Q, we know Mike is a longtime listener, follower.
Is he here?
Yep, you bet. Of course he is. Mike is the backbone. One of the many backbones of the live chat. We've got Brian Leach. Brian actually wants to meet me at my studio. Oh, Brian's in there.
All right.
We're trying to set up a time where we can meet this Thursday for a tour of the big studio. That's right. If you are in town.
Is Brian going to be bringing any weapons with him? He's stalking you.
Brian, are you going to bring any weapons with you?
Mike brought on stalker, did he? I told
awesome. You. Great. So Brian's in there. Good. You already got him in there, right? Erin Perry, she mentions that we need to pick her name because the holiday is fast approaching.
Okay.
And she wants one of our CDs.
Oh, there you go. Oops.
Let's get back in there, you hot little monster. And then Mark Stillerman, who's Tuck. I don't think Tuck's in there. Tuck has to work.
Tuck had to work today.
Tuck is a working man. I'm a working man.
He'll be tuckered out by the end of the night.
Tuck says, by the way, this place looks cool. Might check it out this weekend. He got, obviously, the right guess. Good for Tucky. All right. We've got a couple readable ones.
And are you going to give partial credit if somebody didn't get all the things right?
What do you mean?
Like if somebody didn't put down the 702?
No, you have to have public school 702.
Okay.
Because you know why? Because they have public school 480. They've got several of them, and this area code is the name of the place. Okay, so yeah, you can't say public school. Okay. Our first one is Danny Ackerman. Danny, surprisingly enough, has a poem.
And Danny didn't get it right.
No, she did get it right.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
No, she did not.
Let me see it.
Let me read it. This week's entry sure makes me cringe. Back to public school, not even for a binge.
Oh, I'm giving her that.
You see? Well, you just ruined your own rule.
Give it that.
Yeah, that's my answer. Brett, you still feeling mean? Fucking ain't right I am. You know, I look like Mr. Clean. I'd say something else, but I'll keep it clean. You're damn right I am.
Put her in there.
Clean.
I'll
give her the one. We're going to penalize her for not having the 702 by not giving her a second entry.
Get in there.
The judge says...
Get it in there.
No!
Okay, well, fuck, I'll put her in again.
I'm going to take away your pen.
Get in there.
Now look at this. Live chatters, two entries for Danny or one. You decide. All right? Fine, you be the jury. Scott and I are the lawyers.
Yeah?
Yes or no? Danny, you don't... I get one for you being so mean to me. Well, that might be fair enough. Okay. All right, Danny, you win. You give me the Catholic guilt trip. All right, fair enough. All right, okay. Scott wins. What else you got?
Making sure you put it in there.
Okay, and you got a couple people say two.
Alan Perry. I'm meeting Alan and Erin tomorrow.
From the Prescott.
From the Arizona.
Tomorrow
at 6 p.m. Would you like to join us?
What day is tomorrow?
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday. I'm going to check my calendar. See, I'd rather, I'm more of a lunchy kind of guy.
It's 6 o'clock at Chandelier. I just told everybody, so we're going to have a bunch of fucking criminals.
Come on down. Where's that place?
I don't want to talk about it now.
Okay. Oh, that's well, it was one of our thingamajigs. Yeah.
Do you want to come or no?
I have to check my skeduli.
Okay, well, there you go. So we got here's what, so he's not in the live chat. I don't think he's in the live chat because he's here in town. I would expect him not be in the live chat. But here's what Alan wrote. Alan wrote, the bar for this week's Haddam is Public School 702, downtown Summerlin Shopping Center. I thought this week's clues were priceless.
Oh, okay.
You must have been giggling at yourself for the way that you put it together. I particularly thought the third clue about the value of recess was great.
I didn't dislike your clues.
Alan, no, I know. Alan okay. and Aaron and I will be, by the way, I owe them both a drink, so it'll be a double Haddam for the crazy kids from Prescott, Arizona.
Cool.
And then we have one more from Gene the Poppin' Machine. And guess what Gene did?
What did Gene do?
Gene made another video. God bless his little heart. Let's take a look at it, shall we? Would you shut the...
So I send in an entry into the Have a Drink on Me contest. And I win the great Vegas Video Network.
This is a good story, by the way.
And then I play some slots at Sam's Town. And
he gets a visor. He plays slots. He wins. Let's continue.
Win $145.05. Not sending a selfie of me wearing the visor, and I become a god. And then I play some slots at Suncoast. And
wait a minute. He becomes a god because he sent in a visor picture that we showed, and he wins more money. Let's continue.
Look at the dates.
$160.19.
Wait, hold on. What are the dates?
These dates are a year old.
Oh, you fuck.
He's crazy.
Oh, my God.
They're both over a year old.
And then I send another entry and win the Jazzathon that I
dearly awesome.
Love. Good album.
Whoa. Slots, that was 3 years ago.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
You cheater, Bob.
I got the special autograph for Jazzathon. Autographed by Scott and Brett. I play some more slots, win big. Don't hate me because I'm lucky.
You're not lucky. You're a fucking shyster.
Okay, you know what, Pops? I'm giving you like 5 entries for cheating as well as you did.
He gets two applause more entries because that was hysterical.
That was you being like Scott's story about the Air Force story.
Oh, my God. That was so funny.
Everything he did there was 100% total BS.
Wow, that was
but
really
by golly,
good.
He sold it well. Where did he pops? There he is.
Outstanding.
Good job, Pops.
Man, that was outstanding. Okay, let's. That was really good, Pops.
Pops is a cheater.
I'm so proud of him.
Yeah,
we've worked really hard with him, and he's done.
We have
good
you. Job. You have apparently created a very dishonest audience.
I don't feel like I have. I don't feel tardy. All right,
I'm looking at the dates going, that says 2014. That says 2014.
That's so good.
That says 2012.
But somebody is like, that Whitney guy, he's a dumbass.
Yeah, oh, there's Pops. One take, though. Yeah, but okay. I see no admission to your guilt. You're like Hillary Clinton over
so
here.
You're bragging.
Come on. Let's see you. Come on.
Right, you're bragging that you only took one take to lie like that.
Yeah.
Oh, way to go, Pops. That's great. Great story. God damn.
That's
all right, here we go. That was outstanding. That was just
why do you still have your voucher from 2-3 years ago? Have you not cashed those in?
That's a good question.
I guess you can keep them.
Or maybe he just took a picture of him. He probably cashed it, but he just took a picture of him.
Well, perhaps. I don't
know. Good question.
And the winner, who did you want to win?
I don't care.
Aaron Perry.
Holy fuck, I'm going to have to buy her
X for
bar.
It.
Oh, my God.
I thought she
God.
Wanted the music.
No, she went. Oh, she did win.
She wanted the music. So bring it with you.
I'll bring her a CD. Aaron, you're going to win that CD right
there.
I
think she wanted Christmas Acoustic, right? Because she said the holidays were coming.
Christmas Acoustic.
Okay, bingo.
I have Christmas Acoustic and Christmas Acoustic 2. Maybe I'll bring both and let her pick.
Yeah. That's a nice and if you have a couple more drinks, she's going to go home with both of them anyway.
Probably.
So, yeah, you know. So.
They play along a lot, so. I think I won't even email her. I'll just show up and go, congratulations, you won. How great would that be?
Would they have seen the show before they get here?
They're in Vegas.
Oh, they're here now.
Yeah, no one's
There's no electronics to watch the show in
probably
Vegas.
Not. Have you been to Vegas? It's kind of like
we don't have much power. We have rolling blackouts.
It's like the Wild West.
Tomorrow's the every other Wednesday. We don't have power.
That's
right? Is that okay?
We're like Taiwan or something like that.
Yeah, we're like North Korea.
Right. Okay.
We won the World Cup.
Okay.
We're showing footage from 1965. We won.
Right.
Our athletes are fantastic.
By the way, our leader doesn't poop. Okay, here we go. Let's look at Have a Drink on Me, number 233. There it is.
Okay. That That's old. That's, I mean, that's that picture was taken ways ago.
We've used this picture before, but we haven't used it for Have a Drink on Me.
Well, I think the place there across the street kind of really
does kind of give it away. Clue, yeah. Okay, here's our first clue. Here we go. If I were Paul Bunyan or some other giant-like figure, I'd probably go here for a beer. If I were Paul Bunyan or some giant-like figure, I'd probably go here for a beer. Mm. Number two. I'd want to make sure that I ducked down while going under the Viva Vision if I were Paul Bunyan or a giant. I'd want to make sure I ducked down underneath that Viva Vision over on Fremont Street Experience if I wanted to be going there so I wouldn't bop my head because I'm a giant. And I'm drinking a giant beer, maybe. And number three, if you're ghoulish and would like to have a front row seat to a grilled heart attack, this might be the place to be. If you're ghoulish and would like a front row seat to a grilled heart attack, this might be the place. Bonus clue number four, it actually is named after a cognac, which is weird given what they're known for. Again, if you know where this place is, you're going to send your email to where?
To haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. That's haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com.
And that ends it. And that is almost at the ender. We're 4 minutes over. Not bad.
Pretty close.
Not bad at all. All right, everybody. Thanks for playing along again. Hey, if you want to send an email that we almost never read, send it to OnAirQ. You can see it right there, OnAirQ@livinginlv.com. By the way, if you want to send us a voicemail, we'd love for you to do that. Super, super easy to do. All you got to do is go to our website, VegasVideoNetwork.com. See that little red tab? You click it and boop, a little guy pops up and you leave a voicemail. In other words, you have to have a microphone on your computer, but you don't have to have a telephone. So if you're a little low on money, but you do have a computer and you want to watch porn, take a minute and send us a voicemail, won't you? If you're watching us on iTunes, either watching or listening, hey, give us a 5-star review. We would appreciate that. How about YouTube? A lot of folks are discovering us on the YouTube. Give us a thumbs up. Share it with all your friends. By the way, you can also find us on Roku. 31,450 folks have installed this. Stitcher, TuneIn, Chromecast, Apple TV, Google TV, Fire TV, and of course, Vegas Video Network. I'm Scott Whitney. Thank you so much for playing along. You are the best people in the whole world. Why? Because I said so.
And I'm Brett Grant. And Pops, you go to confession. All right? Get your butt to church. The Pope's here, for crying out loud. Maybe he can cleanse your dirty soul.
That's the look of God. Right there, right? Pretty freaky. Most people didn't know we have God as a co-host. All right, you guys, thanks very much for playing along. The after show will be happening right after that. We'll see you guys in a minute. Bye.